This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Baghdad, there are growing concerns that the United States is preparing a new campaign against Iraq. Last night on 60 Minutes, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said the Bush administration continues to worry about Iraq and is closely monitoring the situation there. NPR's Kate Seeley prepared this report on how the Iraqis are reacting to the threats.
Despite concerns here about a possible U.S. attack, life in Baghdad carries on as usual. At an outdoor book fair, Iraqis browse everything from dated medical journals to dog-eared paperback copies of the Canterbury Tales. Shopper Abu Ali says he's not afraid of U.S. airstrikes. They can't possibly be any worse than what we experienced when the U.S. attacked Iraq in 1991, he says. Baghdad has organized a number of large demonstrations to protest U.S.-led airstrikes on Afghanistan. Iraqi President Saddam Hussein was among the few world leaders to denounce the strikes, calling them an illegal aggression, and many here echo his remarks. The people of Afghanistan are poor. They don't even have bread, let alone planes, says protester Mohammed Abdul Hamid. It's shocking to see a superpower attacking them. There's deep anger here towards America, though many Iraqis distinguish between the American government and its people. Bookseller Shakir Jassim proudly displays American film posters from the 50s. He says most Iraqis admire American culture, and even though his government did not condemn the September 11th terror attacks on Washington and New York, Jassim says many Iraqis regretted the deaths of innocent Americans. If you ask any ordinary Iraqi, he'll say he disapproved of what happened, says Jassim. We don't hate the American people, but everyone hates America's policies. America is blamed here for an 11-year-old UN embargo, which has left this once prosperous country in shambles. State salaries average about $7 a month. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children have died from disease and malnutrition, according to the UN. And the US and Britain have periodically bombed Iraqi radar and anti-aircraft sites while monitoring no-fly zones in the north and south of Iraq. The Iraqi government claims there have been hundreds of civilian deaths from those bombings, and now there are concerns about more U.S. attacks. Presidential adviser Abdulrazak Hashemi says the U.S. may use the pretext of terrorism to try to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
The world knows that Iraq had no relation, none whatsoever, to the act of terrorism. But concerning the attack on Iraq, as I said, the United States can find a reason, but we are ready for it. We know for sure that even if they are going to hit Iraq again, they are not going to achieve their objectives.
Hashemi and other government officials deny Iraq is taking precautions for an attack. They say the country is battle-hardened and battle-ready. But ordinary Iraqis admit they're not taking any chances. At a gathering of school children in honor of Children's Day, sixth grader Ahmed Shakir says his family has been preparing. When my father comes home from work, we go to buy extra food and medicine, says Shakir. We don't spend on other things. Teacher Riham El-Zain says her students have been following the strikes on Afghanistan and are worried about what might happen next. Our children feel that the American and British governments hate them and are angry at them, she says. They don't understand why. The U.S. administration has said it has no evidence linking Iraq to the September 11th terror attacks, but Baghdad is on the State Department list of states that sponsor terror, and some inside and outside the administration say that given Saddam Hussein's presumed weapons of mass destruction, he poses a threat to the region and should be toppled. But with the war on Afghanistan entering its second week, some here are hoping the United States won't threaten Iraq anytime soon. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.